Unit 8, Lesson 2.
In the studio today, we have Mark Hopkirk. Mark has spent the last 20 years traveling the globe and highlighting the sometimes appalling treatment that donkeys suffer. Tell us a little about your work, Mark.
Well, you've summed it up, really. We accept that donkeys are work animals, used to carry loads and so on, often in country that is not readily accessible to motor vehicles. But in some countries, their treatment is just terrible.
Can you give us examples?
Yes. I've just come back from a Mediterranean island, part of a so-called modern civilized European country, where donkeys are used to carry tourists up a mountain. These poor creatures are forced to carry overweight visitors up steep mountain paths in temperatures of 35 degrees. They're half-starved. You can see their ribs sticking out. And if they stumble or show any reluctance to do the job, they are savagely beaten. It's difficult to describe how they must suffer.
Isn't such treatment of animals illegal in most countries?
Theoretically, yes. But the law enforcers just turn a blind eye. Sometimes they make a token gesture when they know we are there. But the moment we leave, the ill treatment continues. We wish that governments would take a firmer line, but they don't.
Do you feel that your intervention does any good?
I wish it did. I really wish it did some good. We can sometimes help in individual cases by rescuing the animals. But the overall picture, well, let's just say that I'm very pessimistic.
Mark Hopkirk, thanks so much for giving up your time. And if any of our listeners feel strongly about this issue, please send us an email at the usual address. And now, to turn to...